Hello, family, friends, and instructors. Thank you for coming to celebrate the Eastern Mennonite University Bachelor's Degree of Nursing graduates of 2016. We have worked very hard to get here today over the last four or more years. I could go on for hours about what we have learned over our time in this program. But instead, I was inspired by the writing of my own philosophy paper and by a powerful passage that was read in church recently to put together a different way to go over what we have learned and gained from this program. This is called The ABCs of Nursing. I am an advocate, a provider of agape love. I am a believer of miracles. I am a confident caregiver, a critical thinker. I am a decision maker, a delegator, and I believe in human dignity. I am not just a nurse. I am empathetic, empowering, efficient, and ethical. I am a friend. I am a gift from God. I am a healer, a hand to hold, a hard worker. I am not just a nurse. I am intuitive and intelligent. I provide justice to all. I am knowledgeable. I am a listener, a lifelong learner. I am not just a nurse. I am moral support. I am a navigator through the healthcare system. I am observant and an ongoing learner. I am a present partner in your health, a problem solver. I am not just a nurse. I am quick on my feet. I am here to help reconcile your ailment through evidence-based research. I am a servant leader, a shoulder to cry on, and a safety partner. I am a teacher. I am not just a nurse. I am universal. I recognize each patient as a unique being. I am vigilant at the bedside. My care is based on that of human values. I am warm-hearted. Spirituality is woven into the care I provide. I am xenodotal. I am not just a nurse. I am your nurse. I am zealous about your health. I am a nurse.
See you. let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in the darkest time. Carry your candle, run to the
So I was sitting at home on the evening of Palm Sunday, and I received an email from Anne Marie asking if I would consider giving this message here today. Of course, I was humbled and flattered that you all would think of me to share in this special occasion, but without a doubt, the emotion I felt the most was fear. I was so nervous about answering the call to deliver a profound and inspiring message to you all in front of a rather large audience. Hi, moms. Hi, dads. That I even Googled, is it rude to say no when asked to give a graduation speech? I really did. But then I paused and I thought to myself, now, Chris, in the past couple of years, these students have, among other things, learned to give shots on each other, showed up for their first day of clinical, visited the homes of families they did not know, and presented a capstone in front of nursing faculty, community members, friends, and taken those nerve-wracking oral finals. And I thought, what courage that took. What courage you all have. So I thought I would honor your courage by being courageous myself. I took a deep breath, and I wrote back to Anne Marie, and I told her how honored I would be to speak at your pinning today, and I meant it. What a big day this is in your story. What a gift it is to share in it with you. So now I just have to get through this without crying. I have three children. They are now 10, 11, and 13. One of our family's traditions has been to give our children a themed birthday party up until they're 9 years old as their birthday present. Beginning on their 10th birthday, they have a few friends over for a small celebration that is mostly planned by the child. I quickly discovered that I loved planning birthday parties. I loved it, seriously. I loved finding a theme that the child was interested in and coming up with creative ways to integrate that theme into every aspect of the party. As a mostly stay-at-home mom at the time, it was a wonderful creative outlet for me. I am almost embarrassed to say that I would begin thinking and crafting and planning at least 2 months before the party date. Just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here are a few pictures from my son's 9th birthday. He was into Harry Potter at the time, so I turned his school gym into a Quidditch pitch, and the kids played a match. I made t-shirts to serve as their uniforms. I got aunts and uncles to be the team mascots, grandmothers to serve as broom sales ladies, and grandfathers to be the referees. I found a recipe for butterbeer, and I baked a cake in the shape of a snitch. If you're not familiar with the world of Harry Potter, let me assure you, we were all in. This is my son at his 10th birthday celebration, the first of the smaller birthday parties. He had about 5 friends over for birthday cake and a few rounds of capture the flag in the backyard. Because the pressure was off to make the party something I had envisioned in my brain, I was much more relaxed. Rather than trying to capture the event on film, I didn't stage a single picture, and instead I opened my eyes wide. I let my son choose all the decorations, so they ate off of orange plates and they used green napkins because those were my son's favorite colors at the time. I bit my tongue and I didn't say, "But Hayden, those colors don't match." I just let him choose what he loved and we celebrated him. After all the boys said goodbye, my son came up to me, gave me a big hug and said, "Mom, thank you so much. That was the best birthday party I ever had." I had to chuckle, "The best party I ever had," without any effort at all, hardly on my part. While I know he had had fun and was always sweetly thankful for his other birthday parties, it was this one, something as simple as playing in the backyard with friends, that had topped them all. It wasn't flashy, but that didn't matter. The big birthday parties we had thrown before weren't necessary to let my son know that he was loved and celebrated. It was this tiny one, made up of his small favorite things, that had counted the most. In life, there is magic in those small things. Little acts of love that can make a big difference in someone else's life. Sometimes these little acts can be so small that people overlook them and don't realize the impact they can have. While in the process of planning what to say to you today, I was thinking quite a bit about this notion of small acts of love. It was in the forefront of my mind one evening when I went grocery shopping at work, after work, at the Walmart, mind you, on a weeknight at 6 o'clock in the evening. I wasn't specifically looking for examples of them, but all of a sudden, while I was shopping, I was suddenly aware, and surprised, I might add, that I was seeing them all around. A man was helping an elderly woman hooked up to oxygen cross the parking lot to get to the store entrance. They were walking so slowly. The cars were waiting. He was holding her hand, being tender and patient. She was glancing up at him from time to time, accepting his hand and his help. It was beautiful. I caught a snippet of a conversation in the checkout line next to me. There was a young woman there with 3 tired and hungry daughters tugging at her. Instead of racing off to get on with her evening of dinner and baths and bedtimes, she paused after paying for her groceries to finish listening to an older woman behind her talk about her siblings and the fact that she had had 6 sisters and not, sorry, 6 brothers and not 1 sister. The young mother took just a few extra moments after paying for her groceries to look the older woman in the eye, give her a huge smile, and say, "Not 1 sister, really," just to let the older woman know she had been heard. It was beautiful. Lucky us, much of nursing is made up of these small things that make a big difference. Listening, really listening to our patients, holding a hand, giving a warm smile, offering something cold to drink, cleaning someone up. These small acts of love are God in action. Mother Teresa, who made her life's work caring for the poor, sick, and lonely, encouraged others not to worry about doing great things, but to just focus on doing small things with great love. Small things with great love. My hope for all of us is to do the same, both in nursing and in life. But how do we do this? What does doing small things with great love look like? Well, I'd like to offer three suggestions to encourage you in this pursuit. Be present, be grateful, and be you. First, be present. I was sitting at the dinner table one night, and I asked my kids what they thought it meant to be present. One of them replied, "Well, it means to be really aware of what's going on around you so you don't miss opportunities." "Opportunities for what?" I asked. He answered, "Well, to enjoy what you're doing and to be kind." I thought, well, that's pretty good. I couldn't think of a better way to say it myself. So there you have it. Be present. Be really aware so you don't miss opportunities. When you have 6 patients to care for, you can still only be with one of them at a time. When you are with that one, be completely there. Look them in the eye, really listen, straighten their sheets, turn their blinds so they can see out their window. When you return home after your day at work and you find yourself asking your partner about their day or tucking your children snug in their beds at night, be completely there. Look them in the eye. Really listen. Kiss those chubby cheeks. And I know you've heard me say this before, but because it's one of my favorites, I've got to get it in one more time before you go. Be where your feet are. Be present. Second, be grateful. Being grateful is noticing what gifts you already have in your life, rather than focusing on what you lack. Being grateful will be especially important in your life as a nurse. I don't think I have to tell you all that nursing is a challenging job, often with little worldly appreciation. Burnout rate is high. It is really easy to become tired. Recognizing the privilege we have in caring for others enables us to work and serve without becoming tired. I will always remember a time when I was a young CNA and I was cleaning up a frail elderly woman after she had been incontinent. She stopped me by gently grabbing my arm, and she said, "Thank you so much for helping me. I think you might be an angel. And someday, when you're very old, and I'm already in heaven, I will send an angel down to help you too." If we watch for them, our job allows us the opportunity to experience sacred moments like these every day. Don't leave the EMU Sacred Covenant model of nursing here at EMU. Take it with you as you forge ahead into your career. We nurses are fortunate enough to get the chance to walk on holy ground as we care for patients that teach us and bless us just as much as we do them. And they pay us for this. Yes, I'd say we have much to be grateful for when it comes to how we spend our days. And finally, be you. You each have your own individual strengths. I promise you, you do. If you haven't already, take the time to figure out what those are. Ask yourself and those that know you well, and that probably means those gathered here to celebrate with you today, what am I passionate about? What talents do I have? When am I at my best? Once you have figured out your gifts, find a way to use those to bless the world. And before you begin to feel the pressure of being responsible, of finding a way to use those gifts to bless the world, let me assure you that there is more than one right answer to that question. It's kind of like a select all that apply. Yay! Your gifts need not determine the type of nursing you practice, or actually even whether or not you work as a nurse at all. But they should most definitely determine the way you practice nursing and the way you treat those around you. The gift of encouragement, encourage others to be their best. The gift of hospitality, make patients feel at home in a scary place. The gift of leadership, lead the way. Whatever is special about you can make a difference in someone else's life. And don't even worry for a second if your gifts are not the same as those of the person sitting next to you. They are not supposed to be. That's the whole point. We each have our own purpose, and we show love in our own unique way. It's all the same love. All of us, from time to time, may want to do something grand to show our love for others. And that is lovely and sometimes a nice, special treat. But I have good news. In both nursing and in life, big things aren't necessary. There's magic in the small things. Life isn't meant to be a fancy party. It's meant to be something so much more. Once the streamers are down and the cake is gone, what lasts is love. One day, in the not too distant future, you will wake up, get out of bed, and show up for your first day of work at your new job as a registered nurse. What courage that will take. What courage you all have. Go in peace. Know that a day is just made up of moments, moments in which you can make a difference by doing small things with great love. Now, when I first wrote this address, I had called up Macora and I asked if we could get the EMU Gospel Choir to parade down the aisles at this point. And I had sent an email to the EMU Jazz Ensemble to see if they could pop up in the audience to play their horns. And we would all be singing the chorus to the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, and arm in arm, and tears flowing. Obviously, that didn't come to fruition. They were not available for today. And originally, I was like, oh, but my dream won't become a reality. But as I pondered a little bit further, my initial disappointment turned into relief, as I realized concluding in that big, dramatic fashion would have gone completely against the entire thesis of this message. It is the small acts of love that are the most important. So instead, I will just quietly step aside and let you get to it. Open your eyes wide, be present. Recognize you're on holy ground at work, be grateful. Use your gifts to help others, be you. Go, serve, love. And may God bless us all on our journey.
Nursing school has its many highs and lows. A survey was conducted on our graduating class to highlight some of the most common challenges experienced as a nursing student at EMU.
Question one. On average, how many hours of sleep did you get the night before clinical?
12 or more, 6 to 8, 5 or less, basically none. What is sleep?
74% of us said we got 5 or less hours of sleep the night before clinical. Most of the time, it felt like 5 hours of sleep is all we got the entire week.
Question two. As a nursing student, the main lunch conversation topic at clinical usually revolved around
bodily fluids and the 20-plus pills your patient takes every hour, Trump versus Hillary, the weather, or the hot doctor that you saw doing morning rounds.
94% of us talked about bodily fluids during lunch. But the other 6% said the hot doctor was also the topic of conversation, and I think we all know who we're talking about.
Dr. Slit.
Question three. The number of times you thought about dropping out.
Never. Like once a week. Only during finals week. Every single day.
Only 47% of us claim that we never thought about quitting, but we all know that's not true. The other 37% of us consider quitting at least once a week, and then there's that 16% that thought about it every day.
Question number four. Average amount of weight gain solely caused by nursing school stress.
Less than 3 pounds, 4 to 6 pounds, 6 to 10 pounds, or 10 plus pounds.
39% of us said we only gained less than 3 pounds, while the other 44% of us that have gained 6 to 10 plus pounds have since applied for a gym membership. And we'll just leave that there.
Question number 5. Total hours spent writing every care plan.
2 to 4 hours, 5 to 10 hours. I crammed it all in within 48 hours before it was due. Thank the good Lord above for coupons, aka a 2-day extension on unfinished schoolwork.
42% of us said we spent 5 to 10 hours working on each care plan. As a group, we've written about 200 care plans. That's almost 2,000 hours of care planning. 2,000 hours. Now do you see why we only get 5 hours of sleep a night?
Question number 6. How many times have you been asked by family members in the past to give medical advice?
Less than 10 times on a weekly basis, only from my mother-in-law. Too many times to count.
Nobody said from my mother-in-law, just to let you know. 58% of us said too many times to count. All right, all of you who are guilty out there, raise your hand.
Question number 7. The amount of tears shed over the past 2 years could easily
fill a fishbowl, fill a bathtub, fill a swimming pool, or create a new ocean.
Even though it may feel like we could have created a new ocean, 53% of us said our tears could only fill a fishbowl. So thank you to all of you out there who have helped wipe away those tears throughout this journey.
Although these past 2 years have been some of the most challenging for many of us, they have also served as some of the best of our lives. All joking aside, we have made many friends and memories throughout our time spent together. We would like to thank all of our instructors for guiding us and shaping us into the nursing that we have officially become, and all of our families and friends for supporting us along our journey.
We would now like to introduce one of our Level 3 instructors, Kathy Rittenhouse. In addition, those of you who are pinning a student, please come forward now and stand to the right of the stage until your student's name is called. Once pinned, please have a seat in these first two rows of pews. Thank you.
Anne Marie Bear. Anne Marie is being pinned by her mother, Rose Bear, a 1987 EMU nursing graduate. Anne Marie will be working on the acute care medicine unit at Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania and is getting married in June. Anne Marie was nominated by the students and faculty to receive the Sacred Covenant Award this semester. Tyler Ann Bergdorf. Tyler is being pinned by her mother, Forrest Bergdorf. Tyler will be working in medical oncology at Sentara RMH and is getting married in September. Courtney Zoda Crummett. Courtney is being pinned by her grandmother Mary and her oldest son Champ. Courtney will be working in the PCU at Sentara RMH. Kelsey Gonzalez. Kelsey is being pinned by her mother, Lynette Campbell, and her fiance, Russell Hill. Kelsey will be working in the emergency department at Sentara RMH and is getting married next spring. Chelsea Hahn. Chelsea is being pinned by her mother, Donna Hahn, a 1978 EMU nursing graduate, and her father, Doug Hahn. Chelsea will be working in the emergency department at Sentara Martha Jefferson Hospital in Charlottesville, Virginia. Brielle Hawk. Brielle is being pinned by her mother, Crystal. Brielle will be working in the emergency department at Sacred Heart Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and is getting married next summer. Melissa Jancy. Melissa is being pinned by her parents, Beryl and Margot Jancy. Melissa will be working as a year-long volunteer nurse at Christ House in Washington, D.C. Sierra Kaiser. Sierra is being pinned by her parents, Jeff and Becky Kaiser. Sierra will be working on 4 East medical surgical floor at Sentara RMH. Nana Conadu Amparatum. Nana is being pinned by her father, Joe, and her sister, Mamie. Nana will be working on the cardiac unit of the University of Virginia Medical Center in Charlottesville, Virginia. Louise Krall. Louise is being pinned by her mother, Shirley Krall. Louise will be working on the acute care floor at the Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania and is getting married in August. Louise received the Leadership Award this semester. Thank you. Liz Landis. Liz is being pinned by her parents, Tim and Patty Landis, and will be working on 5 West at Sentara RMH. Brittany McDonaldson. Brittany is being pinned by her mother, Tina McDonaldson. Brittany will be working in the PCU at Sentara RMH. Mary K. Musa. Mary is being pinned by Ann Hirschberger. Mary will be going on a vacation to England and Africa. Amanda Orbaugh. Amanda is being pinned by her husband, Lance Orbaugh. Amanda will be working in the emergency department at Sentara RMH in Harrisonburg. Eliza Ott. Eliza is being pinned by her parents, Jeff and Denise Ott. Liza will be working in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and will be getting married in July. Jessica Reinheimer. Jess is being pinned by her parents, Mike and Karen Reinheimer. Jess will be working at Hershey Medical Center at the Penn State Cancer Institute on an inpatient oncology hematology unit. Jess received the academic award this semester.
Gabrielle Rittenhouse, pinned by her mother, Kathy Rittenhouse, a 1982 EMU nursing graduate. Gabrielle will be working on 3 Central, an acute care unit at UVA Medical Center in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Carissa Shear.
Carissa is being pinned by her sisters, Allison and Melanie Shear, who are both EMU nursing graduates. Carissa will be working on a medical surgical unit, Lancaster General Hospital in Pennsylvania.
Christy Wirtz. Christy is being pinned by her husband, Nathan Wirtz. Christy will be working at Sentara RMH.
Now that we're all officially pinned, we're going to be reciting the Florence Nightingale Pledge, which can be found on the back if you want to follow along. I solemnly pledge myself before God and in the
pass my life in purity and to practice my profession faithfully. I will abstain from whatever is deleterious and mischievous, and will not take or knowingly administer any harmful drug. I will do all in my power to maintain and elevate the standard of my profession, and will hold in confidence all personal matters committed to my keeping and all family affairs coming to my knowledge in the practice of my calling. With loyalty will I endeavor to aid the physician in his work and devote myself to the welfare of those committed to my care.
As I reflect on these past 4 years of nursing school, particularly on the clinical experience, on the first clinical experience at Rockingham Memorial Hospital, I had gotten up at 4:30 a.m. with about 4 hours of sleep, not five, the night before, because of so many different emotions going on inside me. I couldn't fall asleep because I was so nervous and worried that I was going to do something wrong, and yet excited to learn and be a helping hand to wherever I could, to whoever I could encounter that day. Long story short, the combination of these emotions with my cup of coffee that morning caused me to end up outside of my patient's room on the floor. My professors and peers encouraged me with saying that fainting on your first clinical day will be a really funny story later in life. Although not all of us have fainted on our first clinical day, I know we were all feeling the same types of emotions that morning. I encourage all of us to hold on to those feelings and emotions of excitement as we go on to this next chapter of our lives. It would be inappropriate for us not to close with expressing our gratitude to those that have helped us get where we are today. First, to my peers. This chapter, I told them I wouldn't cry. Although one of the hardest in our lives, has been one of the most rewarding chapters as well. And it is all because of each and every one of you. I am still convinced that nursing friends are one of the closest friends because we have seen each other, we have seen what we look like and act like at 4:30 a.m. in the morning with hardly any sleep. We've seen how we act in stressful and difficult situations, whether that be helping a patient walk through their diagnoses, assisting a patient to the bathroom multiple times a day, and helping clean them up when we didn't quite get there in time. Talking through medications and other diagnoses with our professors and peers, supporting one another with encouragement or a tissue when we didn't quite do something right or were just too stressed out to deal with it anymore. Although I am very excited for the next chapter in my life, I think I can speak for all of us when I say I'm gonna miss this. To our faculty, thank you for all of your hard work in molding us and helping us grow into mature, competent nurses that we have become. Thank you for challenging us when we didn't think we could be challenged any further. But above all, thank you for showing us how to demonstrate a holistic care of nursing to our patients and to our place and to place ourselves in their shoes like this video demonstrated. This program may have only been 4 years, but the things that we have each learned, we will take with us for the rest of our lives. To our family and friends that have supported us through this journey, you should have been receiving a pin today. Thank you for listening and being there for us on some of our most difficult and exciting times in nursing school. We would not be standing here today if it were not for you all. So at this time, if the nursing students want to come up here on stage and then the family members or friends that want to surround them, we're just going to do a blessing kind of send off.
Join with me as I say a prayer, a blessing on each of these students. Our Heavenly Father, what a beautiful thing it is, each one of these young people, what they bring to nursing. We thank you for walking with them, with us, as they've journeyed through nursing school, for all that they've learned, their personal growth, for the joys and the sorrows, the happy times, the difficult times. Your presence has been felt with us, and we ask now that you would put a special blessing on each one of these students. Anne, Marie, Liz, Tyler, Brittany, Courtney, Mary, Kelsey, Amanda, Chelsea, Elisa, Brielle, Jessica, Melissa, Gabby, Sierra, Carissa, Nana, Christy, and Louise. Lord, give them your spirit of agape love, of patience, of perseverance, courage. Help them as they prepare for the licensure exam and as they transition into their new role as a registered nurse. Fill their hearts with your love so that they may pour it out to all they come into contact with. Be with us, Lord, now as we go. Help us to live in the ways that glorify your kingdom and you in all that we do and say. Bless the time that we spend with family this weekend. Thank you, Lord. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.